Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The opening words of this psalm are, for me, some of the most beautiful words in the Bible. They are precious, comforting words of our Lord that were spoken by David to an assembled group of worshipers, and also by Aaron after Moses to let the faithful Israelites know that God's grace was still with them, protecting and guiding them. They were then, and are still today, words of God's blessing and favor upon all who believe. Thanks be to God that you and I also receive this special blessing from God, here in the words of the Holy Bible, and also spoken as a benediction at the end of every worship service. These words, this blessing of God's favor and grace, reassures each one of us that we belong to Christ. By his blood shed for us for our sins on the cross, and by the glory of his resurrection into heaven, we are blessed to be called heirs of heaven. I don't believe that receiving this blessing at the end of a worship service is completely insignificant either. The blessing of God's grace pronounced upon us through our pastor is an incredible gift. Meeting God in this way during worship is a joy that fills our hearts and minds because of his mercy and love in our lives, the unity of our fellow believers, and the spiritual uplifting received through God's word. You know, the thrill you might experience after a great lecture, play, or concert might stay with you for a day or so, and you might even share that excitement with friends. The truths of God's word and the deep joy which God has secured generously in the hearts of all believers is the kind of excitement you want to share every day by your words and through your actions as you go about your daily routines. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth. There is a book written by author Charles Dickens called A Christmas Carol, featuring a mean old man named Ebenezer Scrooge. He is a man who despises Christmas and is unkind to everyone. As the story ends, Scrooge comes to realize his errors, apologizes to friends and family, and is transformed into this new, energetic, and outwardly friendly gentleman. Now, to tell the truth, the story would be a lot better for me if there was some sign of this new self being the result of coming to know God as his Lord and Savior. But the point about this story, which I recently heard preached, was that when this man was transformed from a horrible person into a kind, generous man, everyone knew it. The moment he stepped out of his door, neighbors and passers-by could tell there was something different about him, that a positive change had come over him, and the man lets everyone know. Do we do that as Christians? When we're out at the grocery store, talking to our neighbors, taking our kids to school, or dealing with our bosses and colleagues at work? Do they know that you're a believer in the one true God? Are you acting differently? Can others really be sure that we are Christians? Do we attempt at least to make known on earth the Lord's way? I suppose if I was honest, I would have to answer, not often enough. I sometimes become impatient waiting in long lines. I get annoyed at careless drivers. I speak before thinking way too often. I worry and fret instead of trusting God to watch over us. I suppose we all make some of the same mistakes. It's just so difficult to live in a sinful world and continually resist all temptations. But God's grace hasn't changed. God's mercy is not far off. God's love is not conditional. So we need to remember who we are. A sinful, yes, but forgiven child of God. We need to remember that this blessing from God unites us with Him, and that makes us different. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." So now, when we go about our daily matters, knowing that we have been given this faith by God's grace and carried this blessing upon us, we might just find ourselves being a little more patient with others, more understanding when things go wrong, more polite in our conversations, more loving when others need us, and more forgiving when things go against us, praising God for all things. That is how we can show our neighbors, coworkers, strangers, that our hearts have indeed been transformed by the saving power and love of God. Let's help others know God's love so that all people will praise our Lord and all nations be glad and sing for joy. The blessing was spoken before in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." Dear friends in Christ, his name, Christ's name, has been put upon you and upon me. He has blessed us and continues to bless us with his grace. From 2 Corinthians 3:18, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." We pray, Almighty God and Father, thine over all shall be the praise and thanks of every nation, and all the world with joy shall raise the voice of exultation. Lord, keep us always in your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.